Welcome to the Social Network Show. How do you feel about social technology in this connected, networked world we live in? Your host of the Social Network Show, Dr. J, interviews entertaining and informative guests to tackle the most pressing digital issues of interest to business professionals and nonprofit leaders, to parents and educators, and to those wondering where all this is taking us. And now your host, experimental psychologist, Dr. Jane Karwoski. Welcome to the Social Network Show. You know that we have great advertisers now that support the show and keep it free for you. One of the reasons why advertisers love the Social Network Show is that they know the show has amazing listeners. Right now, we have a survey that I'd like you to take to help us to learn more about our audience. Just go to podsurvey.com/social. The survey will only take 5 minutes, and we're going to ask you some questions about yourself and what you'd like to buy, but it's completely anonymous. Your answers help us find advertisers that are well matched to you and your interests and the show. When you're finished, you can enter a monthly drawing to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Even if you've taken a podcast listener survey before, I'd like you to take ours and help support the show. Don't forget that you have a chance to win that $100 gift card. Once again, that's podsurvey.com/social. Thanks for helping us find the best advertisers so that we can keep the show free and you interested. Today we're going to talk about the dark side of the web. The stories that our guest has written about, true stories about some of the things that can go wrong or have gone wrong on the web as you navigate the internet and so forth. So I'd like to introduce Jane Hitchcock. She writes under J.A. Hitchcock. And Jane, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, we're always glad to have you back. And for those who haven't heard you before, could you tell us a little bit about yourself? Give us some background to see why you are such a great interviewee and guest on our show.
Well, I actually became a victim of online stalking. Back then, they didn't call it cyber stalking, in 1996. And the internet was still pretty new to everybody. And that's when I discovered that police didn't know how to handle anything, like what was going on with me. There were no laws in place, no organizations to help somebody like me with the online problem. I basically had to work with some online friends and learning myself how to handle it. And as a result, I helped co-found my organization, which is called Working to Halt Online Abuse, and that was with another cyberstalking victim. I helped get a law passed in the state I lived in at the time, Maryland. It was an email harassment law, which was a start. It didn't quite cover the internet, per se, but it was it got the ball rolling, and I worked on other states either providing in-person or written testimony. Then I began teaching law enforcement, working with local police departments in Maryland, and the Maryland State Police Computer Crimes Unit was a brand new unit for them, and worked with them on a couple of their first cases, and then it kind of grew from there.
That is a great service, because you hear so many times when people have been the victim of cyber harassment or abuse of some kind that the local law enforcement didn't really know how to handle it, especially a couple of years ago. And so it's been a slow process, but it's definitely making progress. Jane, you as an author, because you have written Net Crimes and Misdemeanors, second edition in 2005, and True Crime Online, which was published in 2013. You're an author and consultant, so you are self-employed, and I'm sure many of our listeners are also. I'll take a moment now to thank QuickBooks Self-Employed for sponsoring this episode of the Social Network Show and for offering a 50% discount on an entire year, which you can access by going to this special page, tryselfemployed.com/network. The cool thing about this inexpensive software is that it helps separate your business and personal expenses so you can quickly track what you spent for work and what you spent on yourself. It includes tools to help you maximize deductions like home office and mileage, so you keep more of your hard-earned money. QuickBooks Self-Employed also takes the guesswork out of your estimated quarterly and year-end taxes, so you know how much money to set aside for Uncle Sam and how much stays in your pocket. All you need to do to find out about QuickBooks Self-Employed and what it can do for you and to save up to 50% is visit tryselfemployed.com/network. That's tryselfemployed.com/network. Well, Jane, in your work with the training or advising law enforcement, and then you mentioned WHO, Working to Halt Online Abuse.com, and you also have a version for teens, right? What is that called?
It's WHO-KTD, which stands for the Kids and Teen Division, and that's at haltabuseKTD.org, and that's for kids and teens 18 and under who feel they may be they are being cyberbullied or harassed online by either at school or outside of school. And we have a lot of great resources for them as to what steps to take if they feel they are being bullied online. Also a lot of resources for parents and educators with links, papers, instructions on if they're having problems on social media, such as Facebook and some other things. Just to give kids and teens not only a place to go to, if they do end up needing help, they can reach out to us for help for free, or just to get more information on how to try to handle it themselves.
That is a great service. And the thing I like about your books is that I run into people still who have no idea that this can happen online, that they fortunately for them, and I'm happy about that, haven't run into any harassment or negative things going on online. But there's something about reading true crime that is fascinating, I think, to almost everyone. And True Crime Online, your subtitle is Shocking Stories of Scamming, Stalking, Murder, and Mayhem. So even murder. Maybe when we come back, we can talk about like one of the stories that you tell about in those books, and maybe more about your work with WHO, Working to Halt Online Abuse.com. And I certainly urge anyone who has any ongoing issues to consult with you, because you offer this service for free. Isn't that true?
Yes, it is. It is haltabuse.org, not .com. I'm afraid they might.
Okay, thank you so much. That makes a lot of sense.
Okay,
haltabuse.com. No, I mean .org.
There you go. Hey.
Okay, I think we've got everybody's attention now. It's .org. All right. In our second half, we'll talk more about that. And also, your canine companion, Phoebe, who has been active with you in this work, especially helping educate school kids and so forth. So we'll find out more about what all she has been doing and what your needs are in that regard. So this is Jane Karwoski. You're listening to The Social Network Show, and we're talking with Jane Hitchcock of haltabuse.org.
Questions? Comments? Email us at questions@thesocialnetworkshow.com. Now, back to The Social Network Show.
Welcome back to The Social Network Show, where we are speaking with Jane Hitchcock, who writes as J.A. Hitchcock, and has done some wonderful work in the sense of raising public awareness of how people are often or can be victims, targeted to be victimized online. And her organization is at haltabuse.org. Jane, tell us a little bit about how your mascot, Phoebe, has helped you in your public education effort.
Yeah, well, Phoebe is, she's my dog. She's a Siberian Husky. She's 8 years old, and she's a rescue. We've had her for 5 years, and she used to be be a sled dog up in Canada the first 3 years of her life. And my husband found her on Craigslist. And when we first got her, she was a little skittish. And the vet said, socialize and take her everywhere you can. And at that time, that was when I was starting to get more calls from schools to come and do presentations. And I asked one school, you know, I just got this dog, and can I bring her with me? And they're like, sure, go ahead. And after you do your presentation, why don't you bring her to the library with you? And, you know, they can come up and informally talk to you. I'm like, oh, that's great. So we went in, and they came over, and they started petting Phoebe and talking, and then, you know, then talking about being bullied, and one girl showed me some things on his cell phone, asking for advice, and a little light bulb went off in my head thinking, this might work out well. So we decided to make her the mascot of our kids and teen division, which is at haltabuse.org. And I got her certified as a therapy dog, just so that I'd be able to take her to pretty much any school that said yes to her. And during the cyberbullying segment, she comes out, and she does a double high five, she does a fist bump, and then I say to her, what do you say to cyberbullies? And she either growls or barks.
Okay. I'm having trouble picturing a husky or any dog doing a fist pump.
It's actually pretty cool. It was just one of those things where she just sitting there one day because she did, you know, like a single high five and the double high five. She doesn't do a rollover or anything like that. And I just, you know, saw somebody on TV doing it, and I put up my fist. I said, fist bump. And she put her paw right on my fist. And I said, oh, that's a good one. We'll do that.
Okay.
And then getting her to respond to me, you know, on command was actually pretty cool, too. So, you know, and the kids, they love her, and they'll come up afterwards at the end, you know, if the school allows it, and, you know, take selfies with her and start talking to me. And she has her own page up on our website, and on that page there are links to her Facebook profile. And she's the only Facebook-approved animal that has a profile. They prefer animals to have pages instead of actual profiles, but I got her specially approved because of the work she does. And she also has her own Twitter account, so usually after we speak at a school, kids will come and they'll make friends with her, and they'll start talking with her online, and, you know, I'm hoping they realize it's me, but, you know, hey, whatever, you know, flips their switch to get them to talk about what's going on at school. And we've helped quite a few kids privately, you know, doing it that way than having them go through our organization, and it really works.
Mm-hmm. The personal engagement, I think, face-to-face with a human or a dog is so important, because we have, you know, mass media or reaching many people, but that one-to-one can make a difference to developing a sea change that will help the younger ones, especially the youngest ones, because according to the research that's being done now, the group that is having most issues online are the elementary school kids, mm-hmm. because they haven't had the education in school and elsewhere that the middle school and high school students have had about protecting themselves. So I think Phoebe is especially important there.
Well, how is she doing? She's doing well. We actually did a local TV radio interview 3 weeks ago. And she was perfectly fine. She did all her tricks for the camera and everything. And the following week, aired on a Wednesday. And then on Thursday, we started noticing she was having some hesitancy walking. And she was kind of just really slow. And then as the weekend progressed, I noticed that her left eye was looking kind of funky. And we took her into our vet on that Monday, and he said she's got cataracts, and she's taking her to a specialist. And I'm thinking, she's only 8 years old. She's kind of young. So I went to the specialist, and he said, well, you got them very quickly. He wasn't surprised, because I guess huskies have problems with cataracts, but they usually have them when they're either puppies or older. So he was a little surprised at that. But coming in as quickly as they happened, they came on, and if we did an operation fairly quickly that we could basically save her sight. So I'm going to find out between the vet visits and the blood work and the operation itself, it came out to almost $6,000.
Wow. And that is for a dog that you took into your home, rescued from not having a home anymore. And
right.
A dog that's taking part in volunteer work, helping young people and so forth. So is there any way people can help you with that? That's a pretty big bill.
Yeah, well, we had to pay for it all up front, too, so we ended up borrowing the money. Now we have to pay that person back. So we set it up a GoFundMe page, and there is a link to it, actually, if you go to Halt Abuse and click on the page on Herp, and if you type in GoFundMe.com and search by Zika 03909, you can find it, like, too.
We'll put that on our website, on our thesocialnetworkshow.com, and your show will be uploaded by the time, of course, anyone hears this. And
yeah.
That might help. I hope we can help, because obviously that's an awful lot of money to pay for the privilege of volunteering your time and her time.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Okay, well, what have you found in terms of what is your impression? What is your perception, Jane? Has the situation improved any over the past couple of years, let's say, that we have known you and have known about your work on this, and we've been doing what we can to halt cyber abuse? Do you think that there's been some notable progress, or what's your perception?
Well, I don't see it as gotten worse or better. I think it's remained about the same. People who feel they can remain anonymous, you know, getting a free email account or creating a fake account on Facebook or Twitter or other social media and attack people, whether it's somebody that they know or a complete stranger. And unfortunately, we're still seeing cases coming in, you know, to our organization with people coming to us for help. But it's one of those things where I wish people who expend that much energy into harassing somebody online into doing something else, it would be much better.
Right. Well, give us a rundown on just some of the basic steps when someone is encountering some hostile activity toward them online or through email. What are your top few suggestions?
Okay. The first thing they should do is send a very simple response to the person, stop contacting me, and then do not respond after that, even though it's so hard not to defend yourself, because that's just showing them that they're getting to you.
Mm-hmm. So do not defend yourself.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've heard that as a rule, too, about trolls. If you answer a troll, the troll has won. So do not engage with them.
Yes.
And one more basic point.
Contact the website, the internet service provider, if it's email, the social media app. They all have abuse at or abuse complaint forms, and make sure you report it.
All right,
yeah.
And I would like to mention that on your site, healthabuse.org, you do have instructions for people to find out what the source of an email is, get the deeper, more involved identification, and that's very handy. Listen, we're going to thank you at this point, and we're very glad that we could talk with you again, Jane, and we wish the best for Phoebe. And has she had the surgery yet?
Yes, she went in 2 days ago, and she has the cone of shame on her head, and the cone of shame. She hates the eye drops, but she can see, and it's she's pretty happy about that, and she's back to her bouncy little self. So,
I'm glad to hear that. Now we just got to pay the bills.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, and we appreciate you, our listener. You're our most important guest, and we hope that you'll pass on to your social network, online and offline, that there are some good information being made available here, and we talk to people about cyberbullying, cyber harassment, but also marketing, branding, and just what the internet is doing for us and to us as a human race. So until we meet again here, please be safe and have fun online and off.
You've been listening to The Social Network Show, the only worldwide show dedicated to social networking and social media. Listen to archived shows and follow us on Twitter. The views expressed on The Social Network Show are those of the hosts and guests and may not be the views of Social Network Intermedia. The Social Network Show is produced by Social Network Intermedia, copyright 2012.